Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris, Brian, and Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Look at this, Austin. We're made it halfway through the week and feeling pretty darn good about that. Your forecast has been great up until this point. I'm sure it's going to go downhill starting tomorrow.
Yes, that is the plan.
We'll get into the weather and also a look at the traffic here in just a minute. But right now, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, next week, Pensacola is going to take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Finally hearing something out of this. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on that property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 toward the demolition. Well, the demolition of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
And 35-year-old Justin Wright of NYC was arraigned Tuesday in Pensacola. He pleaded not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyber stalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. And Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial, which is set for November 3rd.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates proposing a bill to expand veterans' treatment courts statewide, allowing vets with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of heading off to the pokey. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. Look at this.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Just time for a couple of them very quickly here. An abandoned home on Gulf Beach Highway and Harris Street caught on fire last night. Escambia County Fire Rescue crews were on scene battling the fire at around 10:30. Nobody was found inside the home and no injuries reported, and there's no word on what started the fire yet.
Okay, I want to remind residents, this is for tomorrow morning, beginning around 9 o'clock. If you live on Highway 98 East, I would say east of Holly Navarre, down towards Hurlburt, you're going to hear loud noises tomorrow, period. Just put period, starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, continues to 3. They're going to be, when I say they, the Air Force is setting off detonations, a lot of bombs tomorrow. So you're going to hear a lot of loud noises. Vibrations also going to be felt throughout the day. Base officials say that low cloud coverage, what you're talking about here, and high humidity are expected, which could make the sound seem a lot louder and closer than usual. Let's go ahead and dump into it. It is 4:15. Austin's looking at the weather and traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see what we've got here. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some minor backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. Also got our usual backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound towards Highway 87. And lastly, on Highway 87 itself, if you are traveling northbound coming from Navarre Parkway, starting to hit that big bend, turning left, you're going to start heading west if you do that. We got some backups there. We've seen this kind of on and off. No confirmation of an accident, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Got some rainfall chances starting to creep in tonight. They're going to ramp up on your Thursday and Friday. The good news is, come Saturday and Sunday, those rainfall chances should be gone.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
See, there you go. You have a redeeming value to that forecast.
Yeah, it won't be, the rain won't be here long.
That's good. Okay, Casey DeSantis, of course, the wife of Florida's governor and the state's lieutenant governor, joined law enforcement in Orlando to announce arrest and a crackdown on recreational use of nitrous oxide. You know, the funny stuff that makes your voice.
Got it.
Gordon Burton has more on the story.
Teens and young adults inhaling nitrous oxide from canisters was a big problem in the 90s. State law enforcement is trying to head off a repeat epidemic. FDLE Commissioner Mark Glass ticks off the results of a statewide undercover operation.
ABT, along with FDLE, have done nearly 70 felony arrests, 16 warrants.
First Lady Casey DeSantis and Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins say they're shocked and angry that people are demonstrating how to get high on nitrous oxide, which the FDA says can cause long-term neurological damage. I'm Gordon Bird.
All right. And I also wanted to touch on this because this is something we heard about recently, and it kind of got shushed down in our area, but apparently not in other parts of Florida. A South Florida lawmaker wanting to rename a road in Miami-Dade County after Charlie Kirk. House Speaker Juan Carlos Porras announced a bill which would designate a portion of State Road 985 and Southwest 107th Avenue as Charlie Kirk Memorial Avenue. The measure is the first of its kind for the state's 2026 legislative session. Porras is a Miami Republican, and he says the bill aims to honor Kirk's legacy.
418 News Radio 92.3. A lot of activity down at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA and SpaceX launching three satellites today. Part of a new space weather mission with the with NOAA. So pretty interesting. Here's a launch.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and lift off. Go Falcon, go IMAP, go SWIFO L1, and go Carruthers.
Like, go everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
You can tell that sounds deafening. Yeah, on that speaker.
And also the guy wasn't really excited about it. You could tell it. I'm go.
You've seen it once, you've seen it a million times.
I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, for sure. And here's some good news. I'll share this. Florida graduates carry some of the least student debt in the U.S. That's according to a Wallet Hub study. The report ranked all 50 states and D.C., placing Florida at 40th. Mississippi has the most student debt. Hawaii has the least. Outstanding college loan balances stand at around $1.66 trillion. That's an average of about $39,000 per borrower.
Boy, strange things do wash up on shorelines. Got to admit that. Residents and experts are concerned. Get this. After a 400-pound hammerhead shark washed up on Satellite Beach. This is down in Central Florida. Fox 35, our good friends down there, the Fox affiliate in Orlando, WOFL Television. Esther Brown is in, reporting from Satellite Beach.
10 feet long and bigger than anything beachgoers had seen before.
Nothing like that, though. Nothing anywhere close to that. That was huge.
The huge shark is a great hammerhead, and losing a giant like this is concerning because the species is struggling. The people who spotted it weren't sure what happened to it.
It had a big hook in its mouth. We were trying to figure out maybe what happened. No clue.
The biggest clue about why it died is the hook in its mouth, according to a Florida Tech shark researcher.
Even when that person lets the shark go and it swims away, it's very likely to die shortly after.
Dr. Toby Daly-Engel says sharks get super stressed and many will die hours after they're caught and released by a fisherman.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423, News Radio 92.3. There was a surprise jump in newly built homes last month. Here's Jenny Casola with the numbers.
Builders stepped up incentives in August, and it paid off. New home sales jumped up 20.5% from July to the highest level since January of 2022. The numbers are seasonally adjusted on an annual basis. Economists were expecting sales to decline in August. 39% of builders said they cut prices last month. Builders have also been offering other deals for buyers, including mortgage rate buy-downs. Sales rose the most in the Northeast, up about 72% from July to August. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, let's go here. 424 afternoon, sliding by. Stocks ending down. Today, another bad day there. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks pulling back for a second day and ending lower in the wake of cautious comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said on Tuesday that the central bank now faces a balancing act with no risk-free path as it moves to curb sticky inflation while dealing with further weakness in the job market. Powell issuing a largely cautious data-driven approach to future rate cuts, warning that inflation could rise back up if rates were cut too aggressively. Energy gained while tech lagged. The Dow winners, United Health, McDonald's, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen and IBM. The Dow falling 171 points, the Nasdaq lower by 76, S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. I know it's going to be a great afternoon. I hope you're having one. Thank you so much for having us on. Traffic and weather together happens right now with Austin Price.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. Still got some problems on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound as you're approaching Highway 87 and on Highway 87 itself. That's as you're traveling northbound, starting to shift west a bit. Right on that big bend there near the Bayside Development. No accident, but it's just something we're keeping an eye on for you. Also got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, partly cloudy out there. Going to see some rainfall chances bleed in late tonight. Then we're going to see it ramp up on Thursday and Friday. The good news is, come Friday night, heading into your weekend, those rainfall chances should be gone.
There you go. Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. Friday is going to make 1 year since the historic Hurricane Helene making landfall, not only in Florida, up the Carolinas and beyond up there, really caused a lot of mess. Robert Ray's in from Asheville, North Carolina this afternoon.
Asheville is trying to rebuild, whether it be businesses or homes, from the impacts of the feet of rain and explosion of water out of rivers, creeks, and streams, destroying everything in sight 1 year ago. Over 100 people lost their lives in North Carolina alone. And to commemorate this anniversary is not only difficult, but forward-thinking. Lots of money still needs to come in, and it will be years of work. But they are open for business. And that is the key message from Asheville. In North Carolina, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
All right, and President Trump speaking out against ABC for putting Jimmy Kimmel Live back on the air. In a Truth Social post Tuesday night, Trump said he can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. He added that the network told the White House Kimmel's show was canceled. Trump also indicated his administration might take action against ABC, saying Kimmel is an arm of the DNC, and that could be a major illegal campaign contribution.
427 News Radio 92.3, we are learning more about the deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Texas this morning. Brooke Taylor is in Dallas with more.
Fox has identified the shooter as 29-year-old Joshua John, who turned the gun on himself after the shooting and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The FBI sharing pictures of rounds found right near the shooter, engraved with anti-ICE messages. This is the latest in a string of targeted attacks on ICE facilities here in Texas. You know, at this same facility, there was a man that was arrested last month for making a bomb threat. And then in July, a group ambushed officers outside a separate Texas ICE facility. One of those officers was shot and survived.
And the White House unveiling its new presidential walk of fame. The collection is positioned just outside the Oval Office and features portraits of U.S. presidents, with the exception of former President Biden. For former President Biden, the White House opted to use a framed photo of an auto pen writing his signature. President Trump and his allies have focused on Biden's alleged use of the auto pen, which can be used to sign official documents in place of a manual signature, and raised questions about his cognitive abilities while in office.
Now listen, something went terribly wrong in Eastern Texas last weekend. Coaches of a youth baseball organization recount protecting kids from gunfire after shots rang out during that game. Here's Christian Goodwin.
The Waller County Sheriff's Office says three suspects have been charged with deadly conduct in connection to recreational gunfire during a youth baseball game Sunday in Katy, west of Houston, that injured a coach. Video circulating online shows the moments shots rang out.
That's the worst part. They're 12. We weren't really worried about us in the moment. It was, how do we get these kids down and out behind the brick wall?
Alex Smith, a coach with the Texas Colts, speaking with Houston's Fox 26 News. Officials say the 27-year-old coach of another team who was shot in the shoulder was released from the hospital. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, members of Congress touched down today in China to meet with defense officials. Tom Graham has that story.
Lawmakers were in Beijing earlier this week, pushing for more military dialogue between the U.S. and China. The bipartisan group met with Chinese Defense Minister Deng Jun, who described the visit as a sign of goodwill. Washington Democratic Congressman and member of the House Armed Services Committee Adam Smith was among those on the trip.
I believe we are both interested in peace and security in the world. Want to make sure that we have open lines of communication about that, and we have disagreements without question, but I think that makes it all the more important that we have open discussions.
The lawmakers also held talks with the Chinese premier. It's the first time a group from the House of Representatives has visited Beijing since 2019. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, SEC Women's Soccer Championships coming November 2nd to Pensacola. Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports joins us in about 5 minutes. On News Radio 92.3. Hold on, we got some more sports and a lot more information to pass along.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. One detainee dead, two others wounded after a gunman opened fire at an ICE facility in Dallas today. The ammunition reportedly contained anti-ICE messaging.
That's someone that's obviously has an issue with ICE. You just don't randomly pick up a sniper rifle and etch anti-ICE sentiment and comments on rounds like that.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons speaking to Fox News, investigators identifying the gunman as Joshua John, adding he took his own life. Republicans and Democrats continue to blame each other as a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month unless a spending bill is passed.
Republicans have decided to shut the government down.
Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wants any funding extension to repeal previous Medicaid cuts. Republicans are supporting their own 7-week stopgap bill to keep Washington fully funded and open. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. At 0-3, the Giants are a tough watch right now. If they started Russell Wilson this Sunday against the Chargers, there would be zero reason for any Giant fan to be excited to tune into the game. There was no way to justify not starting Jackson Dart anymore, and the Giants made the right call yesterday, handing the keys to Dart, who they hope will be the next franchise QB. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, next week, Pensacola will take ownership of the Old Baptist Hospital campus. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city is set to move forward with closing on the property. Reeves also continues to hold talks with county officials after the county voted to approve $500,000 towards the project. The demolition of the hospital buildings will tentatively begin in December.
Number two.
35-year-old Justin Wright of NYC was arraigned Tuesday here in Pensacola. He pled not guilty to multiple felony counts of cyber stalking and attempted to extort money from Escambia County Clerk and Comptroller Pam Childers. Wright faces a detention hearing on Friday to determine if he should remain in jail until his trial set date of November 3rd.
Number three.
And Senator Don Gates is proposing a bill to expand veterans' treatment courts statewide, allowing veterans with misdemeanors and minor felonies to access judicial alternatives instead of jail. These programs already operate in Florida's first judicial circuits, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And the Phoenix Mercury pull off a comeback for the ages and tie up these best-of-five semifinals.
The WNBA playoffs on ESPN, the Phoenix Mercury won an historic playoff game last night. The Minnesota Lynx had a record of 61-0 all-time in games in which they led their opponent by at least 16 points at halftime. Last night, Minnesota led Phoenix 48-32 at the break. Phoenix came back to win in overtime 89-83 to even the best-of-five series at one game apiece. From 16 points down at half, down by as many as 20, the Mercury matched the largest comeback win in WNBA playoff history. In Las Vegas, Asia Wilson scored 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds for the Aces, who beat the Indiana Fever 90-68 to even their series 1-1. Baseball, two more playoff spots were clinched Tuesday.
The Mariners are going to the playoffs!
The Yankees with two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they clinched the postseason berth for the 60th time in their history.
The Guardians take over the Central Division lead. They beat the Detroit Tigers 5-2. The records are the same, but Cleveland's actually in first, and Detroit is in second.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the YES Network, and Root Sports Northwest, the Tigers had been in sole possession of first place in the AL Central since April 23rd. Now the Guardians, who were 15 and a half games back July 8th, atop the division with 5 games left in the regular season. Tuesday, Tigers pitcher Tarek Skubal lost his touch in the 6th inning after he threw a 99-mile-per-hour pitch that hit the Guardians' David Fry in the face, between his nose and mouth. Fry was on the ground for several minutes. He was carted off the field and hospitalized. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Okay, 437 News Radio 92.3, the 2025 SEC Women's Soccer Championship returning back to Pensacola. This is music to my ears. As you know, I'm a big supporter of women's soccer, especially this SEC tournament. It is a stellar event, Pensacola Sports. It's their one of their top events of the year, of the season. With me this afternoon, good buddy, Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports. Amy, it seems like we do this time of year every year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am so excited. I was talking to some people recently over at LSU in Baton Rouge. Somehow my picture got into their alumni magazine. If you remember back, was it June or so when we had the 5 SEC women's teams in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was there because I like to go out and support the LSU ladies. And I was standing by the bus. They took my darn picture. And the guy calls me from Baton Rouge saying, hey, do you mind if we use your picture in this thing here? It just goes to say there's a lot of soccer enthusiasm, interest in Pensacola, and you guys have done it again. 12 excellent teams coming November 2nd and 9th over at Brosnahan. I can't wait. Any changes for this year?
No changes. Really, obviously the dates on November 2nd through the 9th. We're over at Brosnahan Park. I'm assuming some of the teams would probably change as far as who makes the tournament, but we are watching closely to see what folds out with the teams that make it here to Pensacola.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny annual. It's like the Swans returning to Capistrano here. Ray Palmer and I get on there the week of the ladies making the cut or not, you know. He goes, oh, I don't think this one's coming. Well, we do know this. 12 of the best SEC teams will be here. And this is what I was talking earlier this morning about this. The tournament passes are on sale now for $46. That's not a misprint, is it?
No, that's not a misprint. Yep, they're on sale right now. And that is for the entire tournament. You get into all games, including the championship game, for $46. The single individual game tickets will go on sale next week, October 1st. And so you can choose which games you want to go to. Obviously, you won't know what teams are in it next week, but you'll at least know we'll have the game times up there for you to be able to choose from.
Well, one thing I can tell you, if you're a soccer fan, and especially a women's soccer fan, it doesn't matter which team's playing. It's great. It's whatever it is. Also, what I like you guys doing, every year we do these, when I say we, Pensacola Sports, does the Sun Belt Conference tournament down at the arena, and you do what they call Fan Fest. You have it on that Saturday before going into the finals. Well, this year, you have it again returning. You have a fan fest event, music, food trucks, interactive activity. Big day. It's leading up to the final match, isn't it?
Correct. It'll be, we'll start about 11:30 right there, right in front of the field. And then that'll go till about halftime. We'll have different vendors out there. We'll have a bounce house. Food trucks will be out there. Food trucks will be out there all week, but also as well on championship game day for pretty much everyone to enjoy and come a little bit early and bring the kids out and have fun family time there.
And don't forget to get your picture taken by one of the buses. Those buses are magnificent. I mean, they are just absolutely beautiful. So if you're a fan of one of the 12 teams, make sure you take the family. Get yourself photographed right there next to the bus. It's a beautiful picture type thing.
Well, yeah, Annie, to let you know, so we have a promo for kids 12 and under wearing a jersey on the first set of games, which is at November 2nd, and then November 4th. 12 and under wearing a jersey will get in free with a paying adult. So I know there's a lot of kids out there who probably love to wear their jerseys, so this is a great opportunity to do that.
Hey, Amy, what kind of feedback do you get from, like, the local high school soccer programs? They're pretty much supportive of this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I think every kid who plays soccer is supportive of this event. They're willing to come. They want to see these girls play at top-notch soccer, so I think any age, it's great for any age that is into soccer.
All right. I'm psyched. I'm ready for it. Amy Marquez, Pensacola Sports. You go have a great day, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
All right. She's been doing this for a while. She's a pro at it, and she's cranking it back up. Don't forget those dates, November 2nd through November 9th, Ashton Brosnahan Soccer Complex. You're going to see 12 of the best SEC women's soccer teams coming to our area.
Here's today's health news.
All righty. Well, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blaming President Trump for rising health insurance costs. The one-time Democratic nominee for VP says Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress are to blame for allowing health care tax credits to expire. Walz warns that next year national insurance rates are going to be as high as they've been in 15 years.
Okay, very interesting. Let me tell you this. Additional security cameras may be installed across Pensacola Beach. They're breaking on this. A couple of days ago, they started mentioning this. The SRIA board scheduled a vote tonight on an agreement to place new cameras on the island. The estimated cost for the project, about $200,000. If approved, next step will be to request bids from third-party contractors for the installation process. Can we go ahead 5:45?
Sure.
Or excuse me, 4:45. Traffic and weather is happening. So far, not seeing backups like we thought we could potentially see. Looking pretty good right now, Austin.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Yeah, not too much going on. Have a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But not too much beyond that. Just a couple more of our usual spots. And yeah, compared to how our early show did yesterday, we expected it to be a bit more hectic. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 76. Going to be a bit rainy heading into your Thursday and Friday. But while those rainfall chances hit fast, they also leave just as quickly. Come Friday night heading into your weekend, there shouldn't be much action going on with precipitation.
Okay, so what do the Northeast, the Southwest, and now the Gulf Coast have in common?
They are all parts of the globe.
They're all part of rainy weather that's expected. Oh. Here's senior meteorologist Janice Dean. She's in with a Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will be ongoing today from the northeast down into the Ohio Valley and back into the southern plains as a slow-moving frontal system brings not only the risk for stronger storms but heavy rain with the potential for flooding. Widespread storms are also in the forecast for the southwest with the primary concern of flash flooding. Cooler temperatures bringing some relief to the central U.S. behind the front while things warm up over the northern tier the next few days. Also watching the Atlantic as a couple of tropical systems could develop over the next few days. The East Coast will need to monitor the forecast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, usually the message written on a coffee order is positive. Fox's Monica DeLuca tells us one is going viral for the wrong reasons.
After ordering the late Charlie Kirk's go-to Starbucks order, a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys, an Ohio woman was shocked to see the message written on the side of the cup by an employee. Autumn Perkins sharing a picture of the cup, which read, "Racist fave drink." She tells Fox News Digital, "I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we respect each other." In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for Starbucks says, "Writing this on a cup is unacceptable," adding, "This Starbucks location is licensed and operated by Kroger, and we understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Lithium America's share price soared to more than 100% as the Trump administration seeks an equity stake in the mining company that's based in Vancouver, Canada. The White House proposed the equity stake as Lithium America's renegotiates the terms of a $2.2 billion loan from the Department of Energy for its Thacker Pass mine in Nevada. Ford Motor is reportedly trying to boost sales of its F-150 pickup truck before the end of the third quarter by offering special financing to consumers with less than perfect credit ratings. The move includes offering customers with credit scores below 620 lower interest rates typically offered to those with better scores. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling more than 170 points, the S&P 500 slid by 18, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 75. Crude oil futures for November up 2.2%, below $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Google is announcing plans to reinstate YouTube accounts that were permanently banned over political speech. Lydia Hu has an explanation.
Google is reinstating those YouTube accounts, and it comes after a years-long Republican-led investigation into censorship by Google. In a letter to Jim Jordan, that's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, a lawyer for Alphabet, Google's parent company, claims that the tech company, quote, values conservative voices, and explains this, quote, senior Biden administration officials, including White House officials, conducted repeated and sustained outreach to Alphabet. The administration's officials, including President Biden, created a political atmosphere that sought to influence the actions of platforms.
And about 500,000 products sold and distributed by Amazon being recalled. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, items affected by the recall include power banks, children's helmets, dressers, portable fans, crib mobiles, and baby loungers. Safety concerns range from fire hazards to risks of suffocation and injury. Customers eligible for refunds, but specific instructions for receiving a refund varies by product, so purchasers are encouraged to contact sellers directly.
All right, afternoon, everybody. It is 4:49. News Radio 92.3. Recent poll sheds light on what Americans think of President Trump's handling of the economy, immigration, and crime. Kristen Goodwin has more.
A poll of nearly 1,200 U.S. voters conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs finding 37% approve of President Trump's handling of the economy, down slightly from August when 43% approved. The economy, which was a strength for the president in his first term, now a weak issue for him among independents, with only 2 in 10 approving of his handling. But 55% of those polled approve of how the president is handling border security, 46% on crime, and 43% on immigration. And according to the data, his overall approval rating has remained steady since the beginning of his second term in January, with 39% of voters approving of his job as commander-in-chief. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Instagram marking a major milestone with 3 billion monthly active users. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg shared the achievement in a post on his Instagram account on Wednesday and applauded the incredible community that has been built. The photo sharing app now joins the ranks of Facebook and WhatsApp, which crossed the 3 billion user mark earlier this year.
You know, you and I both are questioning the fact that these folks getting losing their jobs, thrown in jail for specific comments they make there. And you have to think, man, they must scratch their heads in jail. What did I do?
Yeah, was that worth it?
I got another story for you on the same lines. FBI agents claim that he was illegally fired for text messages he sent that were critical of President Trump has now been thrown out of court. Gardell Scott has more.
Peter Strzok, who was in counterintelligence at the FBI, had his dismissal claim tossed by U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson. She concluded the Bureau's effort to avoid investigative bias outweighed Strzok's assertion his free speech rights were violated. Strzok got national attention for his part in the Russia election interference probe. President Trump has long claimed Strzok's disparaging messages sent from FBI-issued phones showed bias within the Bureau. Federal prosecutors said that use of a government device to send politically charged messages actually cost Strzok his job. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. I'm not really sure how we can finally get a firm reading on the government shutdown fight situation.
Right.
And where we stand with this. Shutdown showdown heats up between President Trump and congressional Democrats. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington, D.C.
House and Senate Minority Leaders Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are accusing President Trump of throwing an unhinged temper tantrum by canceling a planned meeting to discuss avoiding a government shutdown. Jeffries and Schumer have proposed several health care provisions to be included in a funding package, which President Trump describes as unserious and ridiculous. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the chamber will vote again next week on a package to extend government funding until November 21st, with the hope several Democrats will jump on board to reach the 60-vote threshold. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team? It's 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Are you in?
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It is five away from five. News Radio 92.3. Beautiful day. Temps in the 80s. Really no mention of rain this afternoon. Probably moving in a bit later. But let's go to the source. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. All right, let's see what we got here. Do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And got some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot probably going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 87 degrees right now. Partly cloudy out there, but tonight's low going to be 76 with some rainfall chances coming into play. Once we get into Thursday and Friday, we're going to see those rainfall chances really hit, Thursday being the worst of the 2 days. Come Friday night, bleeding into your weekend, should be back to sunny, mostly clear.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, we're getting a final look at a highly anticipated movie this afternoon.
Elphaba and Glinda are back for good in Wicked for Good, the final trailer for the second part of Universal's 2024 blockbuster adaptation of the hit Broadway musical. The film hits theaters November 21st. The story picks up with the second act of the musical as the two embrace their new identities as the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good, with consequences that will change Oz forever.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
The trailer also teases first looks at Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande return as Elphaba and Glinda. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And some more movies for you here. One battle after another looking to start fast at the box office this weekend. The film starring Leonardo DiCaprio looking to make $20 to $25 million in its first showing. It boasts a 98% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Also new this week is the horror sequel to Strangers Chapter 2, which is expected to make $6 to $8 million in its debut weekend. Meanwhile, the kids movie Gabby's Dollhouse aiming for $12 to $15 million in its first outing.
Something serious going on over in Mississippi. A former student is suing a Mississippi college after undergoing an event known as Hell Night. Tom Grant explains.
A former Omega Psi Phi fraternity pledge says he had to relearn how to walk after being severely beaten during the new ADA chapter's Hell Night. That's according to a federal lawsuit taking aim at the fraternity, the University of Southern Mississippi, and other organizations. It alleges Raphael Joseph and other pledges underwent severe hazing, including being hit with a wooden paddle. The suit adds Joseph had to seek medical care and a blood transfusion. Omega Psi Phi declined to comment on the lawsuit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And popular podcaster and comedian Theo Vaughn asking to be kept out of DHS deportation videos. Sounds kind of bizarre without context, but his request comes after the Department of Homeland Security shared a video on social media, which included a viral clip of Vaughn saying, quote, "Heard you got deported, dude. Bye." Vaughn slammed DHS's use of this snippet on X and wrote that he did not approve of being used in the video. He also says that he has a lot more nuanced views on matters of immigration. The agency has since pulled the video.
Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. A tennis legend is calling a double fault on some internet videos. Here's Tom Rigotti.
Rafael Nadal doesn't love this. The retired tennis great is warning about sets of fake online videos of him serving up financial advice. Nadal says the videos were generated with artificial intelligence promoting misleading advertising that's completely unrelated to him. In a message on his LinkedIn page, Nadal talks about society's challenge of learning to distinguish between what's real and what's manipulated, and of promoting an ethical and responsible use of technology. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Las Vegas, home to the number one coffee shop in the nation, according to Yelp reviews, Yaw Farm Coffee Roaster takes the top spot on Yelp's list of best-reviewed coffee shops with 95% five-star reviews. Coming in at number two is 1022 Cafe and Gelateria in Oceanside, California, followed by Rainbow Joe's on the Hawaiian island of Kauai and Mate Camingo in L.A. I butchered those.
Okay, Escarosa holding its 2025 Fall Career Fair this week, starting tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 2. They'll be over at PSC.
Nice.
So if you're looking for a job, there you go. Good luck to you.
Absolutely.
Right. We got more information coming up in less than 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.